Welcome to Conversations with Dr. V, the EQ doctor, where we talk all things emotional intelligence. My name is Dr. V. You guys, this episode is nothing like the rest of the episodes, and it's most likely nothing like any future episode. In this episode, I'm just talking. I don't have an agenda. I am simply sharing with you my thoughts and my feelings. I'm reminding myself and possibly reminding you that it's okay. Hey, you guys. You know, I don't have a clue where I'm going with this podcast, to be honest. Not this episode. I had a scheduled episode that was ready to be broadcast, and nothing about it seemed right. You know, it didn't seem right for me to hit broadcast for something that may or may not have been relevant. And honestly, this podcast is more than just a podcast for me. It's a way for me to express myself, and I hope that it's become a way for you all to be able to gain something. You know, that's my ultimate hope. And so I just didn't see myself moving forward with regularly scheduled programming, because the truth is there's nothing about what's happening in our nation that is regularly scheduled. We're very much in the middle of a pandemic, and right now there are all these injustices in the world, and all those things have been there for some time. If you know anything about me, or you've taken a look at the picture, the cover work, the artwork on my podcast, you see that I'm a Black woman. And I'm extremely proud of that. And, you know, my journey has not been easy. I've faced a lot of challenges being a woman and being a minority. And this isn't an easy time for me, and it isn't an easy time for my family. And I would definitely imagine that it hasn't been an easy time for a lot of you listeners, no matter what your background is. And so in this episode, I really want to talk about how it's just okay to not be okay. It's okay to be in a state of confusion right now. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel all the feelings. And I have worked really hard over the past few days to week to a couple of weeks to limit my social media, because, oh my God, it can be so draining and exhausting. And there's all this pressure to read and like seemingly re-traumatize yourself. I haven't watched a single video of anything. I can barely stomach the headlines, and it's too much for me. And I want to tell some of you that are listening that it's okay to not watch it. It's okay to not read it. It's enough to know that it has happened. But what's not okay is to not speak up. What's not okay is to not say something. It's not okay to just be okay with what's happening. It's not okay to turn a blind eye to humanity. And I'm not gonna lie, I am starting to question humanity. My whole thing here is all about emotional intelligence, which is really what it means to be a good human. And so, yeah, I think my content aligns with the things that I'm talking about in this very podcast. But man, some of this is a little scary. It's a little scary to have people that you know be kind of unveiled, right? Like you're seeing a side that you didn't see. And it could be good, it could be bad. I think a lot of us are seeing the bad, and it causes a lot of hurt and confusion and pain and anger. And so maybe that's a good thing. Maybe the anger is a good thing. Maybe it's causing us to think differently. It's causing us to look at people differently. And I honestly hope that it's causing some of us to look at ourselves differently. In one of my first podcasts, I talked about self-awareness. And then I talked about self-management. And the question right now is, who are you? And what stance are you taking right now? I'm not here to preach to you about what's right and what's wrong. I'm not. But I am telling you that it's time to take a look. It's time to evaluate or reevaluate your core values and if they truly align with what it means to be human, what it means to care for other people. It's time for that. It's time for you to figure out if the words that you use and the actions that you take impact society in a positive way or if they impact society in a negative way. Do they add fuel to the raging fires, literally the raging fires that are happening across our nation and across the world right now? Or are you doing things that help extinguish not only physical fires, but the burning fires that are rising inside of people? Are you having conversations with the people around you that you may not even talk to on a regular basis? Are you checking in on your friends, the people that you call your friends? Are you making sure they're okay? Are you showing that you support them and that you see them and that you hear them and that you feel them and that you're standing with them? Or are you complacent? Are you satisfied to turn the blind eye and go about your daily life as if nothing is happening around you? Because I'm here to tell you that that part is not okay. For you to sit and be silent is not okay. I wish I had all the answers. I wish I had some of the answers, but I don't. You know, I'm a parent. I've shared that before. I have a 9-year-old son, and I don't have the answers. Right now, here where I am in Florida, we're on a curfew all week long. And my son has a cell phone, and so he got the alert, and it said, you know, curfew at 9:00. And it was like that strong vibration that jolts you out of whatever it is that you're doing to grab your attention. And so, of course, he was a little startled and he asked me what that meant. What is a curfew? And I went on to explain what a curfew is. And then he asked me why we had a curfew. And I struggled as a mom. I struggled as a Black mom. I struggled as a mom raising a Black child, not just a Black child, but a Black son. And I didn't know exactly what to say to him. I explained what a curfew was, and I tried to explain it in a way that didn't cause unnecessary alarm and fear in his heart and in his mind. But I struggle as a parent. I struggle because I want him to know the world, but I don't want him to be tainted by the world. I don't want him to hate. I don't want him to hate. And so how do we teach our kids the realities, but still leave enough softness in their hearts? How do we leave enough open-mindedness in their minds in order for them to make an impact, in order for them to not be leery of everything and everyone? That's where I struggle. And so every day I'm growing and I'm learning. And while I may be the expert in some fields, I'm not the expert in all fields. And I'm certainly not the expert in parenting. And recently I had the opportunity to share that I was struggling with someone else. You know, I said, hey, this is not easy for me. I am not okay. And so if I can help you be okay with not being okay, that's what I want to do. I want to let you know that it's okay. It's okay to not have the answers. It's okay not to know what to say to someone who doesn't look like you. But say something. Say, I don't know, but I want to know. Be open to dialogue and conversation, even when it's uncomfortable. Be able to sit in your own unknowing. Be able to sit at the table with yourself and to question yourself and to question the role that you play in what's happening. Be brave enough and be bold enough to call yourself out. Be brave enough to say, here's where I've done wrong or thought wrong or added to the grief or pain of someone else, whether I meant to or not. Be honest enough with yourself to say, this is how you've added to your own grief and pain. And be open enough to share that with someone else. Because until we start to have conversations, until we can sit and have a dialogue that engages another person in another perspective, that allows another person to share their experiences, and for the other person to just listen, to listen without speaking, to listen without judgment, to listen without thinking of what it is that you want to say next, to listen without wanting to argue, without having a rebuttal, without wanting to be right. Until we can do that, we will remain stuck, trapped in a very vicious cycle. We'll stay broken as a global community. And I just don't think that I know anyone who really truly wants that. Even those with the hardest of hearts don't really want that. And like I started out saying, I don't have the answers, but I have suggestions. Let's start by saying, I'm not okay if you're not okay. There's not a reason to hold up a mask. There's no reason to put up a barrier. And I've learned that myself In the past 48 to 72 hours, I've been at my most raw state. I have cried. I have shared exactly what has been on my heart so that someone else can receive it, so that someone else can hear me, so that someone else can see me, and so that I can see myself, that I can process all of those emotions. And I've decided that it's okay not to be okay in the moment. I'm allowed to have those feelings, and you're allowed to have those feelings. And you know what? You're also allowed to be okay, because there's a message right now that strongly says you don't have to be okay, but there's no shame in being okay. There's no shame in having the resiliency to push through and to be just fine. That's okay too. I think I've spent the last 15 minutes just talking. And to some of you, this won't make any sense at all. And for some of you, it'll resonate. So if there's just one person that this message sits with, I'm okay with that. If I can leave you with a final thought, it's to disconnect when you need to disconnect. That means disengage from conversations that don't serve you. That means disconnect from social media that feeds into your anxiety, that feeds into your fury, that feeds into your sadness, that feeds into all of the negative emotions that may be swirling inside. And it's okay to connect with people who give you strength, to connect with the anchors in your life, the people, the places, the things that keep you grounded. It's okay to be okay. And it's okay if you're not. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Conversations with Dr. V. In between episodes, you can catch me on social media at default2happy, except for Twitter, where it's at Hello Dr. V. You can also visit my website at www.default2happy.com. Until next time, be well.